This is Ted Kennedy. Interest on the national debt costs $150 billion a year. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, there's one T word that the next administration and the new Congress will have to address: the trillion-dollar national debt the country has run up. When President Reagan took office, the national debt was $900 billion. When he leaves office, it will have tripled to an astronomical $3 trillion. That means Reaganomics will be giving the country a trillion-dollar hangover far into the future. Even if we balance the budget today, the national debt will still be there. Interest payments on the debt come off the top, Al. $150 billion a year before we spend a dime on anything else. Instead of paying all that interest, think of the homes we could build, the schools we could improve, the diseases we could cure, the taxes we could cut. Call it prosperity if you like, Al, but even Joe Isuzu never told a whopper like that.
Get real, Ted. You offer those hollow words condemning the budget deficit, and in the same breath talk about new federal spending programs. You and your liberal pals ran up the tab, Ted. Your words typify the whole problem, one that rests more heavily on Congress than it does on the Oval Office. Congress always professes a commitment to reducing the budget deficit, but in the Democratic 100th Congress, we passed dozens of new domestic programs with costs soaring over the $100 billion buck mark. Welfare spending, internment compensation, catastrophic health care, new education programs, and an election year drug bill costing billions of dollars. Yeah, Ted, a billion here, a billion there, that is real money. But it's Congress that passes those appropriations bills. We prove time and time again we just can't say no. Give the president the right to veto specific items in the budget, and then he'll have the resolve and courage that we in the Congress lack.
This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.